put your feet up, settle in, and enjoy, hopefully, what is going to be a wonderful conclusion to an outstanding career. Sam Solomon, one of Australia's greatest, loves his footy, loves all of his sport. He's in the studio here as he builds up to Friday night. Sammy, thanks so much for your time. It's an honour to have you in here.
Thanks for having us, mate. Yeah.
How are the preparations coming along?
Yeah, very excited, mate. I, you know, 29 years in the sport and finally got a crack at the final world title. I've had two world championships, won them both, and now I'm going for the third and final.
Yeah. It would be a nice way to finish off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've done what I've loved to do for so long, and at the age of 45, I kind of know where the buck stops. And might take up something a bit easier, like table tennis. Or
I think you should. Lawn bowls. Lawn bowls. There's no stress on the body with lawn bowls, Sammy.
Do a shot ACL.
Have you been ready for a while? Like, boxers, like so many professional athletes, it's a tough decision to get to this point where you decide that it's time to step away. Have you been ready for this one for a bit?
Yeah, I mean, you can never be, like, 100% purely ready. Like, it's a sport that you've done all your life, and fortunately, it's not the only thing I know. I've been, you know, I play footy and I play cricket and I play sports outside of boxing. And, of course, when I'm competing for a big championship fight, that all stops and it's just boxing, but at least I've got that to fall back on, and I'll do it in a competitive sport like footy or soccer or cricket or something like that. That way I can keep that rush, keep that adrenaline. I'd like to play in a team sport, you know. Boxing's sort of one person in the ring and there's no one shepherding you.
Yep.
But I've made it a team sport and having such a great team around me, David Stanley, manager over 12 years and got me my world championship fight and been my friend for so long as well. And Dave Stanley, the Michaela Hall, another champion in her field as a PR agent. So I've always worked as a team with my trainer, manager and PR team and they've been great. And now I've got Kyle Webb, had Dave Hitchcock for 25 years and Kyle Webb and a few other have a great team around me.
It's like an extended family you've built, isn't it? And you've spoken about this a lot over the years, that you've wanted that same team for so long, so that there is that sort of that area of it being familiar and being nice and close.
Yeah, like, you know, like working with a team sort of leaves you with that, you know, someone having your back. Okay, boxing's like you're in the ring and it's just you and your opponent, but building a good team around you, and when your mind is right, and I mean, what's the strongest muscle in your body? Your biggest is your legs, carrying you around all day, but your strongest muscle would have to be your brain, because nothing else works without it. So being in the right mental state for a fight means you've got a good team around you, keeping all the niggles that come with the sport away.
Yeah. How's it been preparing for this fight, as opposed to all of the others that you've prepared for, knowing that this is pretty much it?
You know, nearly every fight I prepared the same, in terms of leave no stone unturned, and this is no exception, this fight. But the huge difference, as you say, difference, is that being that it's my last fight, it's like Every fight feels like it's your last. It's like everything on the line, you know, whether it's fighting for a title or defending a title. This is for a world title. It's my final fight. Leaving a legacy for those who are going to be taking on after me. Being an instructor teaching boxing after this, so I'll be able to leave a good legacy. So it's such an important fight in that way.
Has it ever been, at some point in the preparation, has it been emotional?
Very, very. And I mean, you see a lot of tears and footballers, cricketers, tennis players, doesn't matter who it is, that they've done all their life, they've done what they love, and they're doing it competitively, travelling all over the world, competing in front of thousands and on TV and et cetera. And for it to all just stop all of a sudden, it's sort of like sad, but not sad, because, you know, like, I never have to say the words, if only, I should have, yeah, I could have, I would have, I could just go back. Yeah, which is very rewarding.
And you've always adopted that motto of no stone unturned, haven't you? Something that's been a motto of yours for 20 years.
And sacrifice equals success. They're my two favourites, and I've lived by them and practiced what I preach, so I could preach it to the younger generation coming up.
This is the part where you're going to put all of us to shame here, Sammy, because you're 45 years old, you're in outstanding condition still. For those of us who think we're going okay, we get to a gym 3 or 4 days a week and we think, oh yeah, we're not going too bad. What does a training regime look like for you? Preparations for the fight, just take us through what you do.
Yeah, like now I've had to adjust. Like every person has to adjust to how their situation is, now, whether they've got an injury or they haven't got an injury, but they're getting older, or I'm at the stage at the age of 45. I can't do what I was doing back in the day, six days a week, but adjusting in terms of still going just as hard as I was, no different whatsoever, but giving myself the extra time that I never needed to, before, in terms of extra time with the ice baths and the stretching, yep, and the massage and the diet and the compression clothing has to be on most of the time, and all the stuff you do outside of the sport, the sacrifices you make, they're almost doubled at the age of 45. But you know what? The reward's worth all the doubles.
Would you have liked to have had one more crack at Anthony Mundine before it was all done?
That's the only way I'll ever come out of retirement.
You want me to come out of retirement?
You want me to come out of retirement?
Yes, yeah. Come out of retirement. So, you haven't even retired yet. I'm trying to get you out of retirement.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm. This is definitely my final fight. I've finished with the sport now, and like I said, mate, that is the only thing that would get me out of retirement, because the only loss that I had in my career that I outboxed the guy and got the decision put against me, and then fought him in a rematch and went into it with the wrong state of mind, trying to knock him out, and I got caught myself and got stopped. So if I could come back and change anything in my career, to be stick to fighting at my weight, not fighting out of my weight like I did with him. And so fortunately, he does come down to my weight. So if he ever did that, that is the only thing that would get me back in the ring. But apart from that, no, I'm happy to hang the gloves up, and that's pretty much it for me.
You spoke about legacy. What does it mean to you when I read a really interesting quote from Johnny Lewis, who's trained 6 world champions, knows what it takes to get the best out of people, described you as not only one of the most brilliant boxers this country has produced, but the most unselfish, likeable bloke that you could ever meet. What does it mean to you when you hear one of the great trainers talk about you in that way?
Absolutely, really nice. So, you know, like, I'm a big fan of Johnny Lewis for how many years? I remember, I think it was about probably 1998, 99. It was around that time. Fighting for, defending an Australian title in 99, and it was in the pools at 6 in the morning. He'd had me swimming 50 metres up. He'd get to the other end, walk the other end, push me. When I'd get there, my recovery would be sitting on the ledge of the edge of the pool, and he'd be making me punch upwards on the pads. That was my recovery. So in other words, the lungs have been spent swimming, and then the arms are getting spent punching. Then of course, when it's the last couple of rounds of the last couple of laps, he'd say to me, "Sammy, you want to be a world champion? You want to leave a good legacy behind? This is what it takes, and I know you can do it." And then to have him say that 20 years later really means a lot.
Yeah. You work with the Salvation Army. You've been doing that for a few years now. Tell us about that.
That's been lots of fun. That's been very rewarding and a lot of fun, because I made a lot of new friends from that. They're such beautiful people, mate. They deserve the time. They've gone through a tough patch in their life. And if you can put a smile on their face and they're filled with energy, I train them at the Sam Stable at my boxing gym in South Bank, and I give them an hour session every week. Get them all come down as a team. They have fun. They get in, build the energy in the gym. Put the music on. They start swinging punches on the pads and on the bag, and they leave in a really big high. And it's been really good. It's one of my highlights of my career in terms of being able to give that back. Having the ability and opportunity to be able to do that is priceless.
What is the fondest memory of your career? You've been so successful. Is there one that stands out from the others?
Well, the two biggest ones that I can't separate are Winky Wright, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world at the time. Winky doesn't sound like the toughest man name in the world. He'd beaten Shane Mosley. He'd beaten Oscar De La Hoya. He'd beaten Felix Trinidad. He'd beaten the best fighters in the world. And As a kid, I had posters on the wall of these guys, and to think when I was a kid, I fought him, and that was one of my highlights of my career. And Stallone was there, and he said that was one of his favourite fighters after that fight. So it was worth the punch.
Absolutely, yeah.
And of course, winning the world title against Felix Sturm in Germany, yep. being 18-1 underdog on the fight, and I would have liked to put a few bucks on that myself. I would have rang you.
I wish you had have. And you completely outclassed him too. Like from your point of view, I'm guessing that fight went almost to the letter in terms of the preparation and the way that it played out.
Yeah, I had the 8 to 10 weeks of training camp for that, and it was the best training camp I'd ever done, being that the sacrifices to get that world title fight and to get that dream shot that had never been done in Germany before by an Australian. Yeah. So it was a nice scalp to come through with.
Before we let you go, tell us about your work with Jack Billings at St Kilda. I saw something written about this during the weekend. He reached out to you and wanted to increase his fitness. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, well, like Jay King, Jack Billings is a very fit, hungry for sport fella and loves it. And you know, I done a training camp under for him and his club in St Kilda for the club for an 8-week program. And then after we'd finished, he came off his own bat and said, "Sammy, I'd like to continue on one-on-one if you're okay with that. I'll pay my own way." And it wasn't paid for by the club. He paid his own way for that part of it because just wanted to be the best that he could be. And I just said to him, "Mate, that's the 1%ers that makes a difference." And in doing that, after another 6 weeks with him, two sessions a week, aside from his football training as well, I'd done a 12-round session with him just to get him in the mental state of knowing that he can do 12 rounds of boxing with a world champion and be able to do what he does. And he did it and did it with really, really well. Went the whole 12 rounds, absolutely spent. Just crawling out of the ring, but loved every minute of it. And it was good.
Sammy, thank you for stopping by. We know you've got a lot of preparations to lead up to Friday night's fight. We appreciate you taking a few minutes. A lot of love for you coming through on the text, and no doubt a lot of love across Australia. Go well. Finish off as a champion one more time.
Thanks for having us, pal.
Sam Solomon joining me in the studio. He's our featured chat today with thanks to McCafe Coffee. Beautiful, barista-made and available 24/7. Royalty to continue to roll through the studio.